Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Thursday, June 13th, 2024 edition. You're Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Nick Wallace from Harbor Springs, J2 Construction. If you need a good contractor in the Petoskey Harbor Springs area, text me Nick, and I'll text you his contact phone number. May as well give it out right now while we're here anyway. His number is 231-373-8708. 231-373-8708 is j2construction@gmail.com. Loyal listener, he is absolutely a member of this radio family. He consumes MAGA water, absolutely loves it, loves the water. He says, congratulations, John, on getting the distribution contract with Griffin. Will we still be able to buy direct from John at the plant to fill our jugs? Question answered from the interview, love the water. Yes. M&M Plumbing out of Indian River is going over and going to put in a professional high volume. I believe he's going to go with a high volume line right from the factory out front in the store, I believe is what he's doing. So, yes, right on. Rod Wheeler, is that what Right Strategies has done? They're supposed to have mine done this week for me to look over. Yes, that has been done by Jeremy and John of Right Strategies. They're doing Vicky's campaign. They're doing quite a few others. Brett Gooding's using them. Sherry O'Donnell has gotten a quote from them. Josh Saul for Congress has got a quote from them. They are the best. They have the best list, and they have the best pricing. Michael Kamishak, just made my day. Small business is the backbone of our country. Congratulations, John and Jamie. Michael, it only happened because of you, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You did a great job hooking them guys up. One of the things we're looking at, and you have to understand this, Lansing appears to want to control us. Downstate Kim just sent me pictures. I think these are of her chickens, and they're trying to do this to our egg stands. They're trying to do this to us regarding our voting capabilities. They're trying to do this because they want the control. It's exactly their motive operandi. We can't let them do it. She sends me a picture of Laverne and Shirley. They're grounded today. They usually come when called, except the other day they went across the road and liked the bugs and the leaves better. These two red feathered chickens that she has, Laverne and Shirley. I love it. Yeah, that's my concern. A couple of these farmers in Antrim County, I know Mark Kraft, he's running for county commissioner over in Custer and Mancelona area. His chickens literally free range everywhere. They're out in the yard without any fencing. How you keep chickens in your yard is beyond me. But anyway, they're all over the place. And people come around that corner in M88, and I told him, dude, you got to get your chickens in a pen. He's like, no, they figured out cars. I'm like, okay. So anyway, that's what he does. Pretty interesting. Robin Washnell, kind of interesting little text message. National Rifle Association sent me an email today regarding Governor Gretchen Whitmer's plan to use millions of taxpayer dollars to start enforcing red flag laws. They're asking folks to contact their legislators to request she doesn't. I thought this was still being legally challenged or debated. So evidently Governor Gretchen Whitmer's plan must be to spend millions of state budget money on it before it's challenged in the courts. Pretty good connection of the dots there, Bob. Dead on. I would agree with your assessment 100%. You know what's really interesting out of that whole thing? State storage laws. Remember Ethan Crumbly, the Oxford High School shooter? his parents have been convicted and are going to prison because they violated these new safe storage laws, which I believe are unconstitutional. How their lawyers did not challenge the constitutionality of the laws before they allowed their clients to go to trial, I think it's malpractice. I'm not saying I agreed with what they did. They bought a 15-year-old a 9mm handgun, gave him full unfettered access to it, unfettered access to not only the gun, but the ammunition, the magazines. The kid then loads it up, puts it in his backpack, and goes to school, killing four kids and hurting, shooting seven others. Now he's turned 18. His attorneys want his life sentence overturned without parole. Well, that was while he was a teenager. Now he's an adult. And as an adult, evidently, you have certain legal rights to challenge life sentences in Michigan without parole. The kid had mental issues. Doting parents never spanked that kid in his entire life, gave him everything he wanted. The kid could post all kinds of warning signs on his social media, and they were too stupid to see it. They should be held accountable. But I'm saying the mechanism by which they were held accountable now becomes legal precedent against who? Us. Loaded firearms in your house and you've got minors coming? Get rid of the guns. Unload them. Trigger locks. Put them in the gun vault. Store the ammo somewhere else. God forbid that one of your kids or grandkids would come in, get a hold of a loaded firearm, and shoot themselves or somebody else. You're going to prison. That's what basically the Democrats and Whitmer has done to our gun rights here in the state of Michigan. Unbelievable. Well, another component to this, MCOLS, Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, wants more bureaucratic legislative help with law enforcement on license renewals. What? Licenses that let people be police got a major update. Law enforcement agencies are able to weed out bad apples, and they need more help. MCOL's Executive Director Tim Burgos explained that the updates are to gather commissioners during a meeting in Marshall, Michigan yesterday. He said in the past, if an officer resigned, it was just a simply check on a sheet. But now they're requiring a reason he resigned. This particular business employs human beings. And sometimes human beings act in a way we wish they would not. And that is simply a factor of the business. He told the commission to think of the license like your driver's license. That just because you didn't get it renewed or it was issued to you to be valid, it's not valid forever. Licenses sometimes switch back and forth between active and inactive. Based on driving, based on what is happening, it is necessary to continue to meet the standards needed to maintain it. This is really for practical reasons. And as you can understand, we don't have enough freelance police officers to do the work. We can't have individuals with law enforcement licenses to decide to then go out on their own and enforce the law. He said the minute an officer leaves a job for any reason, the license goes immediately inactive. And to get it back to active status, it's a matter of making sure the person still meets the MCOL standards, both through a background check and other checks. He went on to say, 99% of the cases, there isn't much more needs to be done. But that 1% requires the most work, because anytime flags are raised, we need to look at it. These investigations can take time. Once the checks through the law enforcement database are maintained, we can then provide upgrades and updates. He said medical cases are easy. We can send them for testing. If it's behavioral, we can have them meet with a psychologist and do what's called a character fitness test. However, then some cases, it's tricky. Past behavior issues of an officer usually is given a second chance with conditions. Did they resign in good standing? Did they resign while they were under some sort of investigation? Did they resign while they were under a criminal charge? Did they resign in lieu of termination? It helps the commission understand folks that may need additional screening. Therefore, we're asking for the 1965 MCOLS Act to be updated. This process, very cumbersome. The discussion centered around, is there anything that could be done or changed in the act that could be administered better, that would give it better effect, giving some sort of penalty to agencies that don't follow the act? So they are basically asking the legislators in Lansing, change the act. He said ultimately if the changes would come down to what the agreements ended up being hammered out between the commission and legislature, he said there shouldn't be much else that needed to be done. This is nothing big or earth-shattering, but most of it looks like light housekeeping. Interesting. Very interesting. Didn't know that was an issue. Well, they got a lot of things they're looking at down there in Lansing. Now, this last story we're going to do in the last segment, I want to get Ian Murphy's opinion on Tuesday when he comes on. There was a survey done last month having to do with the Michigan tipping system. We're going to talk about that. Minimum wage, short little story. We'll get to it and then get Ian's opinion on Tuesday. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hey, Nick Wallace, I just forwarded your contact information to Sue McPherson. She asked me for your email, phone number. I just sent it to her. See if you can help her out. Take care of her. I appreciate it. Michigan tip system looks like it's falling. Survey, according to May Food Service survey, found 92% of our restaurants will be raising their prices, 40% of them saying they're going to sell the business. If required to pay waitstaff and other tip workers $14 an hour, more than 92% of Michigan restaurants say they will need to raise their prices. More than 40% of the operators, owners, say they're going to sell their business. Survey was conducted May 1st through the 6th by the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association. They received 209 responses from their food service operator members. The survey comes as the Michigan Supreme Court faces a July 31st deadline to rule on the adopt and amend action that was used by the Republicans in the legislature with Governor Rick Snyder back in 2018. 6 years ago, two ballot questions efforts received enough valid signatures to appear on the 2018 general election ballot. One would have asked voters about increasing Michigan's minimum wage between 60 to 75 cents annually until it reached $12 in 2022. Afterward, it would automatically adjust according to inflation. However, this would throw off the tip credit system that's used by waitstaff and other service workers, providing them with a regular minimum wage instead. Another one imposed was paid sick time mandates for employers, requiring employers with 10 or more workers that they had to give them 72 hours of paid sick time annually. Pay them for 3 days of work that they don't work. Well, instead of addressing it as ballot initiatives, allowing them to go on the November 2018 ballot, the legislature took them up, amended them, changed them, under the legislation that was ultimately signed by Republican Governor Rick Snyder, minimum wage would only reach $12.05 an hour by 2030. Also, the tip credit system remains, and employers with 50 or more workers would need to make 40 hours of yearly paid sick time available. Only bigger companies. Governor signed it December 4th, 2018. Well, now the Michigan Supreme Court has been asked to decide if what they did to avoid it going on the ballot was constitutional. even though legislators are permitted to adopt some ballot initiatives without forwarding them to a statewide ballot. They did that back in December of 2023. If the adopt and amend rule is unconstitutional, we have to reinstate a 2018 law back onto the books. This is going to be catastrophic. Justin Winslow, president of the Michigan Restaurant Association, said, this is going to impact our industry, and it has us right on the edge of our seats. 1 in 5 full-service restaurants, according to the survey, say they're going to just close their doors forever. We're done. 1 out of 5. They say if they are at all profitable right now, if you're going to eliminate the tip credit, that will increase our wages for our tipped employees to 250% overnight. If the Michigan Supreme Court rules that the legislators' actions back in 2018 unconstitutional, restaurant owners become automatically obligated to pay their tipped employees $14 an hour, provides 3 days of paid sick time. Out of the 66% that responded, they're going to lay off people. 20% said they're going to close. The others said they would absolutely have to reduce their operating hours, cut back on the number of employees, and would seriously consider selling the business. We are literally careening off a cliff, heading into an abyss as an industry, if we lose the tip credit immediately because of the Supreme Court ruling. Small independent restaurants really make up the backbone of our membership. They are the ones who will be impacted the most. They will see the greatest job losses. They're the ones that will have the 1 in 5 segment saying, we're out of here. We're done. We're shutting it down. This state is screwed up. Lansing, this governor, these stupid ballot initiatives that would bankrupt small restaurants, owner operators in this state, these people allowed to do this over a Supreme Court ruling, and they caused this harm to our communities. We should go to Lansing with pitchforks. This is unacceptable, people. Get the heck out of our industries. Leave us the heck alone. If you got waiters and waitresses and cooks that are willing to work together as a team to get paid a lower minimum wage while they get great tips, This is just pure insanity. I'm going to talk to Ian Murphy about this on Tuesday. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the big...